Hello again and welcome again to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I am Kevin Walter, the host. True Wealth is always brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service. The broker part is becoming less common, but we've brokered in the past some substantial coins, multi-million dollar plus coins that people wanted to place into their holdings, and we were able to locate unique pieces, and I didn't particularly want to write the check, so I just charge a couple percent to, you know, as a matchmaker. That's really what the brokerage is, I think. The dealer part, I mean, we move a lot of product and a lot, and we've fine-tuned everything, honed it down. I listen to ads all the time on the radio. I listen, you know, on conservative radio or even XM, and the garbage that I hear is like, we're Trust Links, number one rated, blah, blah, for the last 2 years or 4 years. It's like, what does that even mean? It's like we join some random obscure rating service, and then we give ourselves the ratings that we want, or we make our clients do it from our web. You know, it doesn't mean anything. It's a lie. And I have been doing this long enough, folks. I got into this business because I didn't like the industry. I love the industry coins. I love the items, but I'm not a big fan of the industry. There's just a lot of greasy, gross stuff in this industry. A while ago, I mentioned some internal theft stuff with this Rick Sorensen, and you know, and now we've got stuff turning up at other coin shops that have been fenced, if you will, and the coin dealers are, you know, they just aren't cooperating, or they're not walking the high road and doing the right thing. And it's frustrating to me because that's not how we operate. On the contrary, and this will really tick them off, but we love God and we serve God, and He's blessed our socks off. We've done phenomenally, incredibly well. We have one of the nicest facilities in the nation. God's treated me and my family well. And he's blessed us. And so we honor that. And we're not living in anger and hostility and resentment or shame or disdain or anything. We're living for God, and He's good to us. And it's not always easy. Our business is can get a little bit ruthless as far as, you know, up, down. The metals are all over the place. People are always like, what's your markup? What's your markup? It doesn't work like that. They think it does, or they just want it to be that simple. But metals are becoming extraordinarily rare, okay? Economics at the lowest level and the highest level is about supply and demand. American gold eagles, I mean, these things are, you know, trading at $200 over spot price. So if spot's $1,650, they're $1,850, and we're making 2%. So we're in them about 10 over, selling them at 12. I know it's a lot. I'm just telling you the facts. You want to know what's crazy is the American Silver Eagle is retailing at like $17 or $18 over spot. That's almost double silver. This is what's gone on. Why is that? Because they don't exist. They've dried up. And what happens is you get these powers that be. When they created the COMEX, okay, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 included the COMEX, Commodities Exchange. The whole concept was that it would give farmers the ability to hedge, you know, crops, and so they could sell off a certain amount and be covered and know what they were getting, and buyers could know what they're, all this stuff, right? Yeah, right. But precious metals, our money was a gold standard. We technically were on a gold standard till 71. when Nixon removed us, Mr. Conservative, Grote, you know, he was not a winner, I'll put it that way. We've had a lot of bad people under the conservative umbrella. If you don't know all about the Bush family, you should learn. They were transported here by our government as technically fugitives, but not really, of the Nazi regime. They were Nazis. And then Prescott Bush moved on to George Herbert Walker Bush to George W. And the 9/11 thing, all that stuff. These people, it's so hard to believe these people can be staring in the eye and be so darn dishonest. And you're like, I mean, they're believable. And the Dick Cheneys, why do you think that Liz Cheney, the radical left-wing Republican, headed up the January 6th hearings, which is a biggest crock of hoo-hoo. Why do you think she does that? Because she's protecting her daddy. Why? Because Trump knows something. And they are attacking him like unbelievable. They're using more of the power. They're weaponizing, excuse me, the government more than has ever been done in the history of this nation and should never be tolerable. There's only one reason. Fear. Who would systematically try to disassemble their own party? I mean, if you don't watch this stuff, good. I don't either. Good for you. I mean, I keep up with it. I don't even know where it's going. You got an election in like 18 days, okay? So here's the deal. You got a midterm. There's going to be a big swing. If the election is even remotely fair, which is questionable, I'm serious. If none of you, if any of you don't know the level of corruption that's taken place in our government, I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely unfathomable that we would ever stoop to such a level. And as conservatives, okay, conservatism, this is what's important. People start playing with words. Conservatism, I'm a conservative. Their desire is to conserve that which is right. I want to conserve biblical truths and biblical standards. I want to conserve the Constitution. There are certain policies, procedures, standards, ethics, morals that are timeless. They're biblically rooted. Okay? The truth never changes. God is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Man now is the one that is fighting for change. Progressivism, liberalism, you know. You've heard this term thrown around, critical race theory. That's what it is right now. It's critical theory. It's a Marxist theory. It means we need to tear it down. And then they tell you, we will rebuild it. Yeah. Nice job. Well, you know, communism. Now they use the word socialism. Do not accept that word. Socialism is Marxism. Communism is socialism. That is Marxism. It's all the same. It's Marxism. Communism. It's there is no exception. There is no socialism. Socialism is a transitional deception towards communism. And that's where they're going. The elite get more elite. The middle class becomes dirt poor. The government controls everything. And you know how many of us foolishly, when I say conservatism, and they're always saying, we will rebuild. Biden's talking about, we're rebuilding this economy in a responsible way. Oh, Joe, I feel so much better now. You're doing such a great job. We will rebuild. That's a communistic mindset, and they do rebuild. And everyone ends up getting killed, denied, starved. Families get ripped apart. And I'm totally serious. This stuff's serious. It's never been so prevalent as it is today. Why? I think socialism, or I mean, I'm sorry, social media, I think it plays a huge role. It's instantaneous. It's now. It's in people's faces, and it's people just, it's called confirmation bias. They get to see and hear what they want to hear at that moment, and it's rubbish. I was reading a study today. I read a lot today, too much probably, and on TikTok. The garbage, there was an actual company or, you know, a research agency that was running false fake news through TikTok about elections. And I mean crazy stuff, saying that, you know, election voting days have been extended, and saying if you voted in the primary, you don't have to vote again. They'll carry your vote forward. Silly stuff like that, just to see, and TikTok allowed 90% of it through. Stuff that was going viral. So fake news is a problem, and it really is a problem, but if it's pro-liberal, they don't do anything. Pro-choice is pro-abortion and all that. That stuff they don't touch. And I was reading about that today. And they're polluting us with rubbish. And we've all heard, you know, tell a lie long enough, the people believe it. The bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. That's Joseph Goebbels. Apparently that quote also came out of Adolf Hitler's mouth. Adolf also said, he alone who owns the youth gains the future. Tell me that isn't true. I've said academia and media. This is what's happening to us, folks. This is happening, and I'm telling you, every single listener out there, which is probably 7 or 8 of you. Just kidding. Hopefully, it's more like 10 or 12. But every listener needs to vote. You gotta vote. Don't tell me, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, you want to find out? Let's find out. People need to come out in mass force and vote heavy duty and find out. It's time. You got to lay it down. I was talking to my wife today. There is no way that we're not voting. We're voting. We want to know. I mean, it is time to turn this mess over. That's all we got, folks. And granted, you're like, well, people are like, well, God will take care of it. Get off of that kick. I'm going to tell you something that God's shown me. It's called free will accountability. I talk about this all the time. Get that out of your head. God's in control. No, God's sovereign. God can do whatever he wants, when he wants, where he wants, and how he wants. But he isn't, you're not a puppet. You have this beautiful thing called free will. We've talked about on the show sentience, the ability to perceive yourself perceiving, to see yourself seeing, to think about yourself thinking. What is that? Do you have, you know, we accept so many things as baseline, like, well, that's just the way it is. That's pretty heavy stuff when you get philosophical about it. You have an entity associated with you that can perceive or see or evaluate another aspect of you. That's two. You're not one person. You're probably three, body, soul, and spirit. I'm not a specialist at this. I haven't done a study on it, but I got enough common sense to know that when I can sit here and talk to you on the radio and hear myself talking and think about what I'm doing, there's two entities going on there. That makes us unique to the animal species. When people go, we're just animals. I had a dinner about a week ago with a guy who was really brilliant and bright, grew up Jehovah's Witness, completely confused. It's a cult, absolutely frustrated, you know, just chucked his towel in on religion. Really a brilliant guy. And he started going after the whole religion thing. And I went into that. I talked about, he started saying we're all animals. We're just animals. I mean, really, come on. Animals with hands and feet and mouths and language, and we can, this is me, not him, but we create, we build, we're in God's image, we're unique. God's word says he gave us all this great stuff. When you get in these exclusive, or more like, exclusive, exclusionary is a better word, cults, the 144,000 or whatever it is, I mean, you see these cults go nuts. I honestly, this is going to offend some people out there. I've been doing business for a long time, okay? I'm going to say almost 40 years. Money, money, money is where I've been. God put me there. I belong here. I have seen some of the worst things by these tangential denominations. Seventh-day Adventists, I've seen some pretty rough stuff go on between Seventh Days. I think they have a poverty mindset. You won't see an abundance mentality in that, whatever it is. I mean, Paul, and I know people reject Paul, or Seventh-day Adventists reject Paul's writings, but you have the argument with Peter and everyone. It's like, whatever you call the Sabbath, make it holy. It is one of the Ten Commandments, and so be it. I've been to Israel, and I've witnessed and experienced the honor and worship of Shabbat, the Sabbath. And I will agree. Why'd we give that up? Why'd we go to Sunday? Because it was Judaizing when they, under Constantine. There's some stupid stuff that doesn't make sense, but legalism leads to more legalism. Pretty soon it's, what do you eat? What do you drink? What are you doing? What are you wearing? And it just becomes, who do you hang with? And all the, it just, legalism is not what Jesus Christ came to do. Jesus did a lot of cool stuff. If we could have an open mind to his writings or his, what he spoke, and in the Gospels say, he said so many incredible things and did so many incredible things, there aren't enough books in the world to hold them all. So they just tried to consolidate some highlights. I mean, Jesus was all. He did some cool stuff. And he went out and he opened minds and he broke shackles and he provided freedom and liberty for all of us. People who are out there, I got a call the other day from a gal who asked one of my employees to pray for her because she's struggling with some things I'm aware of. You're free. I mean, even though you're bound to a situation, you are free. Our flesh can get bound to things. But spiritually, we're free. We have a right to worship the Lord. We have a right to honor him and lay before him. We have fleshly struggles. Do not ever believe that your fleshly struggle denies your ability to access the God of this universe that created you. That is Satan's great lie. He is the accuser. When you're struggling, and that's where humility comes in. If people are crap, I don't know. I've talked to a gal lately who had a kind of a little breakdown and told me she was a bad mom. I mean, she made some really bad decisions. She was super self-centered. And I said, tell your child, apologize. Oh, I can't. Why not? It's too humiliating, And it's like, well, Jesus gives us the ability to be free. You don't have to worry about what other people think about you. You just seek him. That's all that matters. If you truly love God and seek him, nothing else matters. But humility is a beautiful thing. Humility is what many of us lack. And it's not always the right time or the right place, but No, it's always the right time and place to be humble. But what I mean is to, you know, lay out our apologies and seek, you know, and repent and make amends. I mean, it touches the other person's heart. You think, when we get prideful, we think that if we lay our hearts out and say, hey, I want to apologize to you for something, it may be profound, and you may hear a little bit of stuff you don't want to hear. So what? Those are feelings. They're intangible. The only thing that makes feelings really hard is pride. Because if we're open vessels for the Lord, who cares? If our heart is tied to Him, who cares? And you'll see people in life that make some pretty tough mistakes try to make up for it with works. They'll go to every Bible study. They'll be working at the church all the time. They'll be doing... When you see people doing that, why? I mean, guilt. There's some guilt there. Not that the church doesn't need us, don't get me wrong, but that's a lot. They're trying to pay a penance. That's the Catholic thing. Pay your penance. You know, pay your penance. I mean, say Hail Marys and jumping jacks. And I mean, it's, you know, I know there's people that are Catholic that are hearing this, you know, and great. But I mean, that's not what Jesus, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil, which is, read about the construction of the veil, 6 inches thick, of the heaviest cloth materials ever made, really. Torn from top to bottom. Just like the Bible says, don't let, you know, when no man tear asunder a marriage. That's kind of what it is. It was torn asunder. It was bad. Torn apart. He said, this veil between the Holy of Holies and mankind is now split. You can come straight to me. Oops, I got a little iPad here that I bumped and turned on. But anyway, you get my point there. And so I've talked to people about these things, and I get, you know, God opens up interesting doors and everything. But make things right while you can. Take responsibility. We've all been parents. We've all, quote, done the best we can. But if we're not walking with the Lord at a certain time, maybe, you know, there's some stuff there, maybe whatever. We can make it right, or you can help someone heal or build a relationship. You know, the Bible tells us crystal clear that we are not to show partiality. We are supposed to have the love of Christ all the time. We can't show partiality of one child over another. And if we have a child that tries to create partiality, we need to shut it down. Because people who are good at it are good at it. I've had employees that way that are subtle. They just drop these little teeny little statements that are kind of like seeds. People who scheme a little bit, they are pretty good. I'm not good at that, but others are. We want to be unskewed and unbiased. We want to be fair. God gives us the ability to see through His eyes what we have. So, anyway, back to this little thing of mine. Conservatism conserves. And what's happening now is we're being told repetitively that we need change. And I was listening to this Biden, that Joe Biden says he's rebuilding our economy in a responsible way. Is that right, Joe? Because you're such a good economist and businessman. We had a good businessman. His name was Trump. And he did a great job. I mean, he really did. He was under the worst attack ever because they're afraid. They know that he knows something, okay? So critical theory is a Marxist concept that criticizes and breaks down everything. What does that remind you of? The devil comes to what? SKD, steal, kill, destroy. He just destroys things. Steal, he steals, you know, he's the devourer. He'll send people to ruin your life, steal your stuff, steal your joy, steal your money, steal your time, kill your spirit, kill literally people, get them hooked on things I talked about a little minute ago, and kill them. I mean, that's what he does. And destroy is just destruction. What's the opposite of steal, kill, and destroy? If the Bible says, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I think that might be where Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10 or something like that. I could be wrong. Don't hold me. But steal, kill, destroy. What's the opposite? Steal? The opposite of stealing is to give. The opposite of killing is to build life. And the opposite of destruction is to build up. So the opposite of stealing is to give of our time, energy, and efforts, our heart. We've all been around these people that are gross. I've dealt with this in my business. Like I said, I had a guy come in to try to, you know, offer to help us out, and he just was, it was so awful. But the stealing and the giving, those are opposites. What's Jesus tell us to give? Everything, all the time. And guess what? You don't run out. I've talked to my wife about time. She'll be so pressured with time. And it says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If God made time, is he not the master and author of it? Can he not adjust and change and create situations that suddenly you have more time and things work out? You know, so when you give of yourself in every way, you will receive. Now, I agree. That isn't our goal. Our goal is to serve the Lord that saved us for eternity. Eternity is a long time. But then the opposite of kill is to give life. Look at abortion. You got like Stacey Abrams from whatever state she is. She's crazy saying, well, you know, the reason there's a diaper shortage is because there's not enough abortions. And the reason that you need, that there's a gas shortage is because people need to run their kids everywhere. I mean, this is a gal, like, I don't know, running for governor or whatever. She lost the election, said it was unfair. The left keeps picking her up, keeping her in the media spotlight. Ugly. I mean, just an ugly situation. And then destroy, the opposite is to create. We're created in God's image. We create beautiful things. Gardens, art, buildings. We work for people and help them create wealth. The devil wants to destroy it all, steal it all, and kill it all. And that is what critical theory is. It's Marxism. It's godlessness versus godliness. Liberalism demands a breakdown of our tradition, which I would say is the Bible and our Constitution. There's a bunch of conservatives coming out now saying that we've it's failed us. We need to rebuild. This is terrifying. This is where they have what's called a con-con. It's a constitutional convention. There's conservatives that agree with this. They want a new constitution. Our constitution is a divinely inspired document, period. I hold it up one notch below the Bible. It's that good. It's amazing. These men were divinely inspired, and what a beautiful country they made. We're the most significant country in the history of mankind and the most God-focused. And Marxism is godlessness, which is Satanism. It strips away man's hope, and it destroys. It destroys everything God made us to be. Capitalism, you talk about rebuilding. Capitalism rebuilds itself moment by moment if it's allowed to go free. It's constantly rebuilding. We have, I could get into all this with, corporate structure and this government. People talk about the government's doing this, the government's doing that. The government, I don't know why, but it's filled with liberal, radical fruitcakes. And the more money they get, the more destructive they get. And if we're going to rebuild our economy, do you want Biden to do it? And he's lying about how he's doing it, and so on. Change is not the answer, believe it or not. Regression is the answer. The Constitution and the Bible are our compasses that we need to go back to and we need to fight for. When we're losing this stuff, we need to stand up strong. We need to take it serious and realize the importance of it. Our founders gave their lives for this nation. They knew that they were going to lose their lives, and they actually, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, they knew they signed their death warrant. They knew it was going to get ugly. It wasn't because they were looking out for themselves, it's because they're looking out for you and me. They say Franklin said, the gal asked him, what kind of government did you give us, sir? He said, a republic, ma'am, if you're able to keep it. I read the other day some liberal trash that mocked that statement and said, yeah, well, it was a white, he knew. I read this, and I'll just tell you, some flaming lefty, probably minority, who knows, said, well, Franklin knew that it was a white, bigoted, rich, blah, blah, slave-owning nation. That is a lie from the pit of hell. This nation was not built that way. If you study any real history, and of course, I was talking to someone here a bit ago about Dan Barton. He's got 30 amazing books on. He's the most knowledgeable constitutional historian I've ever seen or heard of. And they're like, well, his book on Jefferson was criticized by blah, blah. So what? Well, there were some of the facts that weren't right. Not true. People are going to always do that, steal, kill, destroy. But if you read and study that stuff, you will learn our founders had Judeo-Christian ethics and beliefs. They didn't all agree on who God was. That's one of the anomalies of mankind. I don't know why that is. The Bible gives us a nice compass. But we all have a different view of God because we have different perspectives on Him. We're all individuals. People live their lives in different ways, and that's okay. It's surrendering that matters to the God of the Bible. I don't care if you're Jewish or Christian. I don't fully understand the Jewish thing. I understand I don't understand exactly, how things wrap up, but it says all Israel will be saved. I know people go, well, that means the new church. I'm not so sure. Doesn't matter. Because Jews are God's chosen people, and they've paid a price. I'm telling you, as a nationality, they've paid a big price. And, you know, like Mark Levin, who has a really good radio show on XM 125, he's Jewish, and he sees what they're doing and what's coming. You get these conservatives that are, I just heard a guy from the Federalist comparing activities, we'll say, of the conservatives with Nazism. It's like, what? You know? I mean, the whole concept that people who have firm beliefs are like Nazis. We don't exterminate the conservatives. They don't. Anyway, I won't go down that road. So the Constitution and the Bible are our compasses, our guiding light. They don't need to be changed or abandoned. They need to be fought for, and we need to change ourselves back to honoring and respecting them. And like I said, as far as rebuilding our economy, folks, we're heading into disaster. I had to say it that way just to be weird. Disaster. Financially, economically. I'm going to tell you something. I was sitting here thinking today, I read too much. And I'm going to tell you, the metals prices are a bit subdued. I talked about the COMEX so they could manipulate. They created it that way on purpose so they could manipulate it. Don't be intimidated by that, because here's what's coming. You've got hyper-duper-diaper inflation going. Your dollar's going through the tanker. You might not know it, but they are aggressively eliminating the middle class right now. Rapidly. They're pushing people to a point where they want government dependence. You know, they're trying to do all these handouts and all this, anything. Just suck them in. Vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. That's how they create desperation, because people lose their focus and reliance upon capitalism. Real true capitalism's clean. It's good. I don't disagree with the government. See, think about it. The bigger the government gets, our government was designed to be right on the brink of anarchy. Just big enough to protect you, mostly militarily based, but to protect you from the outside sources. And small enough to stay out of your business, okay? As the government gets bigger, 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 and more bureaucratic, what happens? Well, now you got lobbyists in D.C. that are pumping cash every direction. It takes millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars to win an election. And you've got people pumping money left, right, up, down, inside, and out, all, you know, trying to get elected. And then you've got government officials, government entities that are controlling C corporations. So all of a sudden you've got Bill Gates paying $250 million a year. That was years ago. I wouldn't doubt if it's a billion. You have a billion a year coming from Gates. You've got $5 to $6 billion a year going to DC lobbyists through Google. They have their own mega building there, right outside of Washington Square. You've got Jeff Bezos spending billions a year to lobby. This is why Elon Musk isn't getting the favoritism that he deserves, because he doesn't spend nearly that at all. He's mostly lobbying for the patent rights and different things relating to his vehicle, his electric vehicles. He's trying to get the government to install magnetic sensors on all international or internet, all of our national freeways, interstates, and then having a subsidy for major highways. Why? Self-driving cars. Do I like it? I like it, but I don't like what the government will try to do. I mean, when you get the FBI going out, you know, going after companies down in California, deposit companies or whatever, because they don't like the idea that they, you know, say, hey, the less the government knows, the better you are. The FBI has lost it. That is a weaponized version of our government. That's the problem with too big of a government. They have endless cash, endless money. As in Revelation 4:18, when it talks about the end times or the collapse of Mystery Babylon, it talks about everyone became rich from her luxuries of this financial district city somewhere in the world. And the word is strenos, which means forced currency or fiat currency. We have made the world rich in a false way based on debt. I covered the usdebtclock.org here the other day. Each and every one of you is officially in debt over $1 million. Every man, woman, and child in America. I mean, you're strapped. Debt. The debtor is slave to the lender. Who's the lender? Our government. But you don't get exposure to that. You don't get the access to it. Other nations do. Certain corporations do. I mean, you know, there's no reason. I mean, with the wealth that we create as a human race in this nation, we don't need this debt. It's designed by the Fed because they don't make money unless they make money. They have to be doing it. And this is hyperinflation. And then the Fed is jacking up interest rates. Do you understand the price of this? I mean, this is a major thing. The Fed is choking the system now. This is a currency retraction. Similar, this is what they did in the Roaring Twenties. What came after the Roaring Twenties? The Great Depression. Why? Stagflation. Stagflation is where you have a slowing economy and inflationary currency. The cost of goods is going up and the economy is slowing down. And here we are. Step two, it's coming. I've talked about it on the show. Precious metals, folks, I promise you, you're good there. You don't chase something that you think you're going to get your biggest gains on. That's greed. Greed always kills. I can tell you financially the mistakes that I've made over the years. And I've been in the money world now for a while. I mean, I'm not like, you know, 98 years old. I'm 56. I got out of college around 22. Got into banking. Had a wonderful bank management training program that doesn't exist anymore that taught you everything from A to Z about money. And I also was able to apply my actuarial background to that, which is statistical and probability analysis. So I was able to help the bank, you know, compute all kinds of yields and profit and the productivity of certain programs and things like that. And then I just went through the money world and I got, you know, exposed to people. I got exposed to the real backside of things and I got to understand what makes the whole system tick, I think, in a pretty effective way. And I ended up here. And I'm going to tell you, when things go the way they're going, and we've had repetitive cycles. What goes up must come down. I mean, the Dow hits 40,000 and it's down to 30,000. And people are like, oh, it crashed. Not even. It goes down so hard every time, and then it just fleeces your wealth. But what's worse this time is hyperinflation. You have a hyperinflationary pressure like never before. These guys are, you know, every time the liberals have a problem, it's a new spending bill. And people are like, oh, goody, I wonder if I get some money out of that. Yeah, you'll get some money, and every time you get it, it's less and less and less. And what do we throw out there? Oh, we're going to pay off this. We're going to pay off that. We're going to pay off this. We're going to pay off that. We're going to pay off this. You're going to get your student loans paid off, and you're going to get, you know, It's just you're going to get free money because COVID hit and people are, you know, they're looking for this stuff all the time. That's what they expect their government to do. That's not what a government's job is. The government's job is to protect your rights. That's what they do. And they have this new battle for language, which is the rebuild. The battle for language is how they destroy our system. They change what you can and can't say and what's right and wrong and politically correct. The book 1984 by George Orwell called it the thought police. And I was reading here recently, there was a country that actually tried that at one time, and I can't remember who it was. We're doing it. Social media, they track everything. I have people go, don't say that online, they're watching you. Well, if they're not now, they will be. They can go back and recover everything that's been done or said. I'm sorry, but it's true. They have Steve Bannon today. This is kind of a sidetrack, but it really bummed me out. Steve Bannon was the senior Trump advisor. And I, you know, there's things about him I didn't like, and him and Trump didn't see eye to eye. He was like the president of Breitbart or something. Who cares if you like him or not? They give him 4 months in prison for contempt of court because he refused to show up to the January 6th committee. And I was talking earlier about Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter. There is the deepest, nastiest weaponization and corruption of our government ever. And they're so brazen, they won't quit. You know how many Democrats refused to appear before Republican committees, and none of them, including Eric Holder on the Fast and Furious scandal, and he claimed executive privilege. So Biden tried to claim executive privilege, and these foolish judges and prosecutors strung him up. Why? Because they get caught up, they get intoxicated with power. They start to see things through the justice system's power. It's not about what's right. It's about you need to bow down. You will collapse when we speak to you. You will respect us. This is what the justice system's all about. Now, it's not supposed to be that way. It was designed to protect and to serve. Protect and serve. Protect first. That means when you have crazy riots in Ferguson, the police's first job is to protect you, not to say, well, we're not going to engage because we have been taught that racism is going to be perceived if we happen to be protecting against attacks from minorities. You know, truth and justice are truth and justice. I think Trump saw things purely, and he's, you know, they ridiculed him. But truth is truth. If justice is blind, it does not see race. So they gave him 4 months for contempt of court. It's the first time that this has ever occurred over a congressional subpoena in these circumstances, modern times. It's the first time it's ever ended this way. The Durham investigation, which has gone on forever and a day, it's showing that there's just been this endless witch hunt and endless prosecutions, politically motivated and driven. It's shown that the FBI is sickly corrupt, horribly corrupt. You've seen the stuff they've been pulling, and that it can't be relied on. That's the most powerful legal agency in the world. It's a weaponized form of our government, as the KGB was in the USSR. So now they're subpoenaing Trump after the Bannon conviction, you know, and they're going to go that road. I think they'll lose the election, and hopefully that'll go away. Federal courts have become a racket. There's no justice, just ego. Federal courts don't obey or follow any laws. They follow their own corporate law, not constitutional. They're egotistical magistrates. They're tough. They do what they want when they want. When they go after someone, they will get them. They'll have 4 and 5 grand jury indictments over the same person. And the grand jury will repeat to not indict, and they'll keep trying more and more and more. You've heard the saying, a federal grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. That's because the prosecutor feeds them the information he wants them to have, and he gets practice over and over and over and over. That's not right either. Sorry, just being honest. Biden's buying votes. Aren't I positive here? I'll bust through this. We got the borders wide open, and people are dying left and right down there, folks. In our housing, out of our housing, it's like we're trying to incarcerate these people. It's really uncomfortable. You know, people are mad that he's releasing simple marijuana possession crimes. It depends on what really takes place there. I think some of that stuff's gotten a little the drug war is extreme. It's overkill. There are people that just got caught up in it. He's got the student loan reduction or student loan forgiveness or cancellations, whatever you call them. He's depleting our strategic petroleum reserves so that if and when we go to war, which is almost inevitable, we're going to be toast. We're not going to have this available on our soil. China is talking some powerful talk if you follow what's going on. They plan to come here and take us over. They know we're getting weaker and weaker. They now have, their military supposedly has surpassed ours. I heard that here recently. You know, and I listened to Biden, which I shouldn't, but he's saying inflation would be worse if Republicans had been in power, which is a really dumb argument. They always do that stuff. But inflation's being used to steal our wealth of middle America. Elon Musk, as if he knows, but he's a fairly sharp guy, $260 billion net worth, came out yesterday and said that the severe recession or depression will last until at least until 2024. And then he got on the Fed for their rate hikes. It says here, so China's military officially surpassed ours here recently for the first time ever. Can you imagine that? You got Amazon colluding with the Biden administration, banning books, controlling information. Alexander Dugin is a good example. He was a Russian philosopher banned by Amazon, etc., etc., etc. Oil and gas will be up 40% this winter, etc. So I've got, you know, that's enough for now. Basically, the simplicity of all this is, as usual, what my area of expertise, a.k.a. specialty, is money. And I'm telling you, without money, you have nothing. You've got to preserve and protect. You don't buy metals-based assets, which we're very good at portfolio building. You don't do it for instant gains. You do it to preserve and protect. Call it, people say, a hedge against inflation, whatever. It has been suppressed and manipulated, and that's all fine, because you always own it. You don't go from Enron, Fortune number one company, one day at 91 a share after 10 splits to zero the next. You don't go from 9/11, where they shut down Wall Street for a week, and when it opened up, it was down 60%. I don't think they're not going to pull that maneuver with the midterm election, but by the 24 elections, yeah. Be ready. They'll try another major, major event. You know, they've used COVID, 9/11, you know, the 2008 crash. It's coming again. Be prepared. But financially, be secured. The metals will treat you very well. They're real wealth, God's wealth. 509-444-0044 in Spokane. We do have a toll-free number, 877-TAP-COIN, T-A-P-C-O-I-N, or 877-827-COIN. You can try that if you're still on a landline and you want to save some long-distance money. I think everyone gets free long-distance now. So again, 509-444-0044. We specialize in portfolio building. I talked on the last show about, you know, if you're investing a chunk, get a diamond. We've got a lot, and they're severely wholesale. Just a thought. I've done my share of that individually, seriously. But you want to preserve and protect. We'll build you a nice portfolio. Hard assets survive and last and remain. God tells us the bottom of heaven's built out of 12 layers of precious stones. There's gold everywhere. He used the best of the best. He's given the best to his people throughout the Bible. He's claimed that's true wealth. He doesn't get into paper promises. When you have a piece of paper money, folks, it's just a promise from a private bank that's been created outside of our constitutional standards, our constitutional regulations, if you will. You don't put your faith in the U.S. dollar. Now they say when interest rates go up, it makes the dollar stronger. That's a lie. Why? Because on T-bills and I-bonds, they can get a higher rate of interest. That's not the answer right there, folks. The answer is money, real money, God's money, precious metals-based assets. We specialize in it. We offer the best prices in the nation, immediate ownership, immediate liquidity. There's no games. There's no commissions. I'm just going to lay that out there right now just so you understand that. And just remember, the Bible and the Constitution are our compasses. You got to put on brass knuckles politically. You got to get strong. You got to get fast, and you got to get sharp, and you got to fight for the truth. We've got some time left to breathe, but ultimately, you know what? So take care. God bless. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.